Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Streets Photog podcast. I'm your host, David Joseph Del Grand. What am I doing out in the middle of nowhere? Normal people don't wake up at 4:40 a.m. to edit photos for fun. If this photo habit of mine is not bringing in money, can I rationalize spending dozens of hours every week in search of the best frame my current city can offer? This is a small sample of my inner monologue when I'm experiencing quote-unquote resistance, defined as any act that rejects immediate gratification in favor of long-term growth, health, or integrity, or, expressed another way, any act that derives from our higher nature instead of our lower. Stephen Pressfield's book, The War of Art, brought the clearest definition of a phenomenon all creative people feel and have to negotiate with at some point in their careers. Now, I've definitely found myself in neighborhoods that are dangerous, armed only with a DSLR. And if I don't walk away with the photograph I wanted, that resistance voice can get deafeningly loud. And last week, the resistance I experienced, and thankfully conquered due to the support of my loving partner, was overpowering. Thus, it felt like an appropriate time to talk over imposter syndrome, highlighting three tips that I have to escape the storm with grace. Tip number one, confide in a loved one. My photo making schedule can be grueling. It's self-imposed, but yes, making photos 3 to 4 times in one day can leave my eyes and spirit exhausted. Quote, there's an ongoing fear that's usually experienced by high-achieving individuals that they're going to be found out or unmasked as being incompetent or unable to replicate past successes, said Audrey Irvin, a clinical psychologist interviewed by the American Psychological Association in June of 2021. And up to 82% of people face feelings of imposter syndrome, struggling with the sense that they haven't earned what they've achieved and are a fraud, the article further explains. So when I'm really in the woods and I don't know which end is up, I speak with someone I trust and say, hey, you know, this is how I'm feeling about my current project and I'd like to hear your take. Being critical of our work to improve it and push us forward is a healthy way to grow. However, the resistance voice can hide itself within the action of critique and send us into a depressive mode of thinking. Via the process of checking in with someone who's removed from your vantage, we, as creators, get the opportunity to state our truth while concurrently gaining insight into techniques to alleviate the roadblock and take a few steps away from the task at hand. More often than not, whether your confidant is a creative or not, they too have experienced internal struggle to keep moving forward or make a leap of faith into a better working environment. So when life gets noisy, reach out to your people. Tip number two, map out your past success. I use the gold chain method, learned it from hip hop. Okay, so if you're at the club and you made a few bucks, you have one nice Cuban link in your neck. One gold chain could mean you got lucky on a hustle or a product launch, right? But say you're copping new ice every week, that's a different category. And since your money's right, you can rock 15 to 20 chains when you're out flossing an event. The gold on your neck tells the world, my success is not a fluke. When I was a hungry and talented and upcoming journalist, I would remind myself how many award-winning stories I had in my clips. I was resistance-proofing my mind, because when I entered the local reporting scene, I made a lot of enemies due to my natural talent and drive and my unfriendly attitude. The practice of mapping out the success of my work insulated me from the hyper-competitive and cutthroat environment I was working in. Flash forward to my brand work, there's tons of high quality work I share on a weekly basis. All of that work, obviously, won't go viral. But in the difficult weeks where my reach seems to disappear, I'll recall how many accolades I've taken home, from showing my photographic work internationally to selling out my latest NFT project. Now dig this, doctors interviewed by the American Psychological Association said simply printing out an email that contains the praise of a client is a perfect way to remind ourselves how the world views us compared to the short-sighted, tyrannical voice that we all seem to battle. Tip number three, perfectionism will never help you. When I first came across Gary Vee's content, the idea of creative perfectionism became crystal clear. Perfectionism is insecurity. art is a production equation. Photography king Henri Cartier-Bresson famously said, "Your first 10,000 photos are your worst." When everyone has an HD video camera in their pockets, let's say your first 1 million photos are trash. So here's the equation. If you make 28 high-quality photos daily, to the best of your ability at the time, with no days off, you'll breach 1 million images in year 10. This is the marathon of our work. And marathons aren't done with perfection. Marathons are done with tenacity. To be clear, this means we're in a production era. Time today is a conveyor belt for long-form work chopped into photogenius nuggets. Simultaneously, making the same frame 12 times over will eventually brew your poetry. Okay. Do yourself a favor. Look at a rough-cut video of a skateboarder executing for a part on Thrasher magazine. You can find it anywhere, YouTube, the like. Within all of those archives, you'll see at least one example of a pro skater filming the same sequence of athletic action until it adheres to their musk, their artistry. So that rhythm grows a process. That zone of responding to your environment, digital or physical, minus reservation, reveals the pinnacle of creative excellence. Create, then publish, then create, then publish, then create, then publish. Many of my throwaway pieces of art made the most noise on social and in photographic galleries. The most effective way to test the style is to destroy it. Internalization of a mode of communication will force a production of aesthetics with zero limits. Simply put, we need to produce more, and perfectionism will crush your productivity. The repetition of action, talking of prayer, musical scale, and dance routine, defines your identity. That drives adherence to a discipline on the life scale vision that commits the creator to an artistic meditation designed and scaled for legacy etching. Thanks for tuning into the Streets Photog podcast. I'm your host, David Joseph Del Gran. Really appreciate you listening. And if you're interested in supporting this podcast and my other creative adventures, log on to my website, davidjdelgran.com, and purchase my first self-published softcover photo book, Lutes del Barrio. I also have a really exciting project on there. I've been into the Midjourney space a lot, taking my street photos and editing those in an AI fashion. And I have some prints available on my website. I just sold some today. It's a new project that I'm really thrilled about. Hope you give it a look.